This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters, Season 6, Episode 25. We will give you 50 episodes this season of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for listening. Hooters, again, is our presenting sponsor. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, there are 12 original Hooters brand locations to serve you. The original, of course, on Gulf to Bay and Clearwater, and the baby, the newest, just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54. Wonderful outdoor dining area, spacious indoor area for easy online ordering from any of the 12 original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Simply visit originalhooters.com, click the orange order icon in the upper right-hand corner. You will find that to your liking. Thank you very much for tuning in. Again, this is episode 25. It's our first recap, and I am taping this late Monday morning to get this posted either later on Monday or early Tuesday, so it will not include any fantasy results of Ravens and Raiders. We will obviously talk about anything significant from that game in episode 27 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. All I want to do in this one is review numbers from week one. Now, these, of course, are my 21st century modernized standard scoring numbers from all of my leagues, both the foundation and the podcast leagues, the NFL and the AFL. Just reviewing top points, and I use, of course, fractions as well, top points from all games, not including Ravens and Raiders, Kyler Murray, number one. 31.63 is where I show Kyler Murray after his four touchdown passing, one touchdown rushing performance, 289 passing, 20 yards rushing. Kyler Murray and Arizona off to a fast start at the expense of a Super Bowl contender in most people's minds. Patrick Mahomes was two. Big comeback for Patrick Mahomes in a win against the Browns. Mahomes puts up 31.03. Jameis Winston, overall number three in my leagues, quarterback three. 28.63, amazing thing, five touchdowns, only 148 yards. And that 148 would have been closer to 100 if not for a late home run that he hit. And there's no way Sean Payton would have let him throw that if they weren't up 30 points. So Winston, with a very tidy five touchdowns and only 148 yards. He also ran six times for 37 yards. QB4, Jalen Hurts. Strong debut against an Atlanta team that didn't look very good after the first two possessions. Hurts puts up 27 points, 62 rushing yards to go with 264 passing yards and three touchdowns. Overall number five, first non-quarterback Tyreek Hill. 26.1 points, so Hill picking up right where he left off last year. 197 yards receiving, one touchdown, one home run hit. I believe it was a 75-yard touchdown play. He had one rush for 4 yards. Overall number six, wide receiver two, Amari Cooper. Thursday night, 13 grabs, 139 yards, and two touchdowns in Dallas's strong performance at Tampa Bay. Back to quarterbacks. QB5, Russell Wilson, 25.37 points. Four touchdowns passing for Russell Wilson against the Colts. Dak Prescott, overall number eight. QB6, 24.73. With his 403 yards and three touchdowns against Tampa Bay. Jared Goff with the garbage time comeback to cover. Jared Goff, 24.67 in the comeback that fell short of winning against the Niners, but 338 yards, three touchdowns. No one makes a big fourth quarter league disappear like Kyle Shanahan. Tom Brady is next. 24.63 points, 379 yards, four touchdowns against the Cowboys. On down the list. Now let's go by position from there. So let me go to wide receiver. Notice we haven't had a running back yet. Let's go to wide receivers. We've already mentioned two, Tyreek Hill and Amari Cooper at one and two. Deebo Samuel, wide receiver three, 22.90, 189 yards, and a touchdown. Interestingly, didn't carry the ball in a rush, which he normally does. Did it all as a wide receiver. Tyler Lockett, two. Those were quick. Two deep passes from, I know one was a deep pass, not sure of the yardage of the second one, from Russell Wilson. Lockett, if I remember, did this early last year and then really faded after midseason. But four for 102. That's really efficient to be the fourth best wide receiver in a week. You catch four balls and you put up, and your wide receiver four. That's not sustainable. Corey Davis at number five for the Jets caught both touchdowns from Zach Wilson. Five grabs, two touchdowns, 97 yards. Adam Thielen, so much for regression there with Irv Smith out and Justin Jefferson going into year two. Thielen, two touchdowns, nine grabs. So that's much less touchdown dependent than Lockett or Davis just in front of him. 92 yards for Adam Thielen. He's wide receiver six. DeAndre Hopkins, just the targets have been there about every season in recent memory, and he starts out big. Six grabs, 83 yards, two touchdowns in Arizona's rout of Tennessee to make Hopkins wide receiver seven. Followed immediately by a teammate, Christian Kirk. Kirk waited, was that last year? No, because I couldn't attend games last year because of COVID reasons. I just stayed away. Kirk tends to put up numbers very erratically. I remember 2 years ago, he was either the most targeted or had the most touches without a touchdown going into an early December game, might have been a November game, and he had three touchdowns against the Buccaneers. That was pre-Tom Brady. Kirk, on the receiving end of the other two touchdowns that Nook didn't have from Kyler Murray, 5 for 70 and two TDs. Antonio Brown with a big performance on Thursday night. Five catches, 121 yards, one very long touchdown to put Brown in the top 10. And we close the top 10 with Sterling Shepard, just a little ahead of Cooper Kupp. Shepard, 7 for 133 and a score. Kupp, who had that big touchdown on the Bears' surprising busted coverages. That was just clearly a busted coverage where a DB thought there was safety help and there was no one back there. Early in the second half, 7 for 108 and a score for Kupp, who was just ahead of CeeDee Lamb. And Zach Pascal, as I guess it's supposed to be described or said, there's touchdown dependency, 4 for 43 and two scores to get his 16.3 points. We should note Ja'Marr Chase did show up, as did DJ Chark. They are the next in line. Nothing but bad things about Chase before week one, and Chark was a huge disappointment in 2020. Let me go to running backs and run down the top ones there. Joe Mixon, number one, got his touches. Touched the ball 33 times. 33 touches for Joe Mixon. 29 on the ground for 127 yards and a touchdown. Four receptions for 23. That's worth 21 points in my scoring settings. Nick Chubb, oops, he did it again. 20.1 points. He touched the ball 17 times, produced two touchdowns, and 101 yards of tandem offense. Christian McCaffrey did produce for your number one, those who chose him number one. He touched the ball 30 times. Didn't score, but 30 touches gets you a long way. 98 on the ground, 89 through the air, in terms of yardage. David Montgomery, 4. And that's against the Ram defense in a bad game flow game. Montgomery came on so strong and somewhat quietly end of last fantasy season. Good start to this fantasy season, justifying the pick for those of you that made him your RB2. Montgomery touched the ball 17 times, gained 118 yards in tandem offense, and a touchdown. I show him as RB4 going into Ravens Raiders. Melvin Gordon. It was one long run that accounted for most of this, but I don't remember seeing any other long runs for touchdowns. Actually, I never saw this. I was told about it. But Melvin Gordon touched the ball 14 times, had a long, I think, a 70-yard touchdown run, RB5. Jamal Williams for Detroit in that furious comeback that fell short, unless you were betting on the Niners. Jamal Williams caught 8 balls for 56, rushed 9 times for 54, and a touchdown. Eli Mitchell. All credit in the world here to Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter said on Fantasy Football Now shortly after 12 noon Eastern time on ESPN2 that Eli Mitchell was his fantasy long shot of the day. And he talked through the deactivation of Trey Sermon. We all know Mostert can get hurt, got hurt on the second play, and boom, Eli Mitchell was off and running. Literally, 19 carries, 104 yards, and a touchdown for the 49ers. As a result of what Schefter said, and then even some back and forth with Matthew Berry, I'm fully invested in Niner running backs in both my leagues, as I drafted both Mostert and Sermon. It was Sermon not being active that added to me saying, okay, let me make room for Mitchell on my team, because if Schefter's right, this is going to be the big waiver claim of week one. I want to get ahead of the curve. And I added him to both of my rosters. I'm sure owners are looking for him to put in a claim. I already got him. I didn't play him, so that's my loss. But I got him. Let's see what he does for an encore next week, as he was RB7 going into the Monday night game. DeAndre Swift, RB8, caught 8 balls for 65 and scored. Didn't, I think it's a groin injury. They sort of eased him in. So how about both Lions running backs finishing in the top 8 going into the Monday night game in terms of fantasy production? Alvin Kamara, despite the Saints blowout, and the efficiency of Jameis Winston, just an RB9, had a receiving touchdown, still got you 15.1 points, RB9. I always say, if you get double digits out of all your players, you're going to win most weeks. And Daryl Henderson, it didn't look like much, did it? But he touched the ball 17 times, got a total of 87 yards, and scored a touchdown when they called back a Cooper Kupp touchdown, and then they just handed it to Henderson, and he got in. Henderson gets 14.7. Other running backs who got double-digit points in my scoring settings, Mark Ingram in Houston, Dalvin Cook, although he had the key fumble late in overtime, Kareem Hunt. There's Kareem Hunt for those of you who are like, well, he's an RB2. Yeah, he produces like a top 10 back overall. He touched the ball 9 times, got in the end zone, and I don't call Hunt touchdown dependent. He also had a 2-point conversion, so you add that in. Hunt got 14.1 points. Miles Sanders touched the ball 19 times for the Eagles. A lot of that was probably game flow, but a good start for him. Austin Eckler got 11.7. Better than I thought. 15 touches, 57 yards, and a touchdown. Jonathan Taylor touched the ball 23 times for the Colts. Double-digit points. Chase Edmonds got double-digit points. And like Miles Sanders for the Eagles, Kenneth Gainwell, double-digit points. Touched the ball 11 times for 43 yards and a touchdown. All right. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com is my email if you want to ask me some questions or just throw at me your observations from week one from guys on your team. Don't overreact in week one. You do want to get in there on waivers, but don't blow up your team after week one. You don't. If you've got room on the bench for a player like an Eli Mitchell or two, I get that. Be careful overdoing it on waivers week one. If you drafted someone to be a starter and the result was not to your expectations, don't overreact week one. But you do want to get in there on waivers. It's a delicate balance for week one. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Oh, let me... I'll wait to praise the biggest performances in my leagues. Well, I'll go ahead and do it, although it is going into the Monday night game, so it could change. Because by next week, we'll be, as Bill Belichick says, we'll be on to Cincinnati. Let's see. In the foundation, big surprise. I show a huge week from the from Jared Atkinson, the general manager at West Chase Golf Club, 2019 foundation champion. Good job by Jared. Who do I show in the AFL going into the Monday night game with a big performance? Chris Martin, well done. Although you may lose to your son, I know he still has a chip to play in the Monday night game, but a lot of points from Chris Martin in week one, as well as Tony Tega, who wins in week one. And in the NFL, the carryover podcast league from last year, looks like Ira's going to lose, although technically he's still in it, but I don't think he can win. Defending champion Rob Wright benefits from a horrible week one for Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford. I am a winner against 2019 league champion Val Pandino. I like how she named her team the VM Punks. Joe Bucks fan has lost to Luis, and Assman 2020 has picked up in 2021 where he left off with a loss to Dave Wirth. Biggest week point-wise from the Papa Johns of Tampa Bay team, Papa Mike putting up triple digits. Let's see who Papa Mike had. Look, speaking of double digits, all starters except Najee Harris in double digits, although Najee Harris touched the ball 17 times. That's what you want. Pittsburgh won the game. He touched the ball 17 times. If you have Najee Harris, don't overreact. Better days to come. Papa Mike had Russell Wilson, Chris Godwin, Tyreek Hill, Najee Harris, Miles Sanders, Robbie Anderson, Matt Gay. Well done by the Papa Johns of Tampa Bay team. Again, send me the results of your team and any questions you might have going into week two. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.